Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel, 7:03, up to 29 today. Little fog this morning. Was it foggy for you coming in?
There was a little bit of fog, but not bad. Not like yesterday.
Okay. So, anyway, it's 18 right now. The story yesterday about the IKEA.
Yeah, the meatball thing?
Yeah, over in Europe, it's still growing.
Hmm.
apparently, there's something a little, I guess, not exactly fishy about the meatballs.
There's a food scandal growing in Europe. Horse meat has been showing up in foods whose labels say they contain only beef or pork. Today, IKEA, famous for do-it-yourself furniture and meatballs, pulled its meatballs from its European stores after horse meat was reportedly found. IKEA stores in the U.S. are not affected.
That was from CBS News last night. Why do they serve food at IKEA?
I think some of them have like little restaurants and stuff. IKEAs are big stores.
Well, yeah, I know, but
I never heard of them selling meatballs. But apparently, they only do it over in Europe.
Swedish meatballs.
Yeah,
Swedish meatballs are delicious.
Pretty sure IKEA is Swedish.
Yeah, it is. The only thing that gets me about the story, everybody's like, there's horse in the meatballs. Okay. It's our pets that people freak out about.
Oh, goodness. We're going to go into this.
I'm just pointing it out. That's all. It's like, what are you? I'm a cow. Nah, you look like a baseball glove and a steak to me. Dennis Leary has some very funny lines about that, like in his No Cure for Cancer album. Very old, but very funny. I'm just saying, saying I want to eat horse meat. That's not what I'm saying.
You don't
I'm just saying
eat your pets. Yeah, it's just weird.
I know, but it's like ew. Okay, I've eaten snake before. That didn't bother me at all.
Well, duh, because you don't like them.
Exactly. You know, some people have snakes for pets.
They do.
But
those aren't. I don't consider those
because they're not cute and fluffy.
The cute pets.
They're not a cute animal. We can't eat cute animals because they're cute. Right? I mean, isn't that what it is, really?
Do you want to eat a cute animal?
If you didn't even know what it was?
Do you want to eat a cute animal?
I'm not opposed to it because they're cute. No, I don't really want to eat cats.
Okay.
I hear it's kind of gamey.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm just saying, it's just a really stupid bias.
Well, I agree, but the whole point of this thing with the meatballs is that it says beef.
Oh, okay.
And then they're finding horse meat in there.
All right. Wouldn't horse meat be more expensive than beef anyway?
I mean, a horse
costs a couple $1,000. You can get a cow for like $100, can't you? I don't know what cows cost, but I mean, they're a hell of a lot cheaper than horses.
I think a little bit more.
I have no idea what they cost, but I mean,
I wouldn't want to eat something cute, and I would not want to eat a horse.
I mean, where do you even buy a cow?
At the cow store?
There. Thank you. I was waiting for that. You're not real quick today.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
I'll drink more coffee.
Yeah, do that. And poor Yahoo employees.
What happened?
Poor people. I feel so horrible for them.
Well, it was an internal memo. It went public and triggered a lot of public talk across this country today. The Yahoo CEO, Marissa Meyer, has banned all employees from working at home. Starting in June, employees who now must remotely work must show up at the office every day instead. This announcement upset a lot of folks, especially some working moms. About 10% of American workers now do their jobs from home at least one day a week, and companies have promoted a more flexible workplace in recent years.
You mean I have to go to work? What? Oh.
If they're getting their job done, though, what's the deal?
You mean to tell me that someone who is sitting at home is just as productive as someone sitting in their office?
No, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying if they're getting their job done, if they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, then what's the big deal?
But what if they got more done by coming into the office?
Okay.
It was done for productivity reasons.
Are they not being productive?
I bet they would be more productive in the office.
But are they not being productive?
I bet they want to improve productivity.
Mm.
And I bet they're not as productive as they could be. Tell me if you could sit at home where you've got, you know, all of your creature comforts of home, you're going to be just as productive as you would be here?
No.
No, I'm not. I mean, sometimes I go home to work so I can hide.
If I didn't have any distraction.
The only reason I ever go home to get work done is because there's too many distractions here and I'm hiding.
Right.
And someone will find me no matter where in the bowels of the building I go.
If I had
someone will find me.
No distractions at home, like such as no children.
Right,
there,
right. Exactly.
Then I could get stuff done.
Like right now with my wife and baby home.
You never get anything done.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Not a damn thing. Mm-mm. I'm better off being here being distracted by coworkers.
Right.
Because I won't get any work done at home.
Agreed.
So anyway, that and just real quick again, there's a bill to regulate MMA, boxing commission kind of thing in the state. And the governor is against it because he doesn't want to, quote, legitimize MMA. Yeah, that boat sailed about 3-4 years ago. It's already a legitimate sport.
It is.
Fox airs it.
Yeah.
Like Fox, not like, Fox Sports.
Yeah, like almost every week.
Not Fox Telemundo, whatever. It's on the regular Fox. So it's a little late to say we're not going to legitimize it in South Dakota. Okay, we'll just stay 10 years behind the rest of the country like we normally are.
Okay. That's just dumb.
That's a good idea. Let's just leave it unregulated so that people can do it without regulation. That's a good idea. And then there's the state representative, Steve Hickey, who called it the child porn of the sports world.
Yeah.
Representative Steve Hickey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, let's compare something that is a crime, first of all.
Right.
A horrible, horrible crime that takes advantage of helpless victims.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guys who get into the ring are the same as those victims, right? Is that what he's...
It sounds like what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. And then the people who watch it are perverts who need to be hauled off and locked up.
Apparently,
that's what he's
saying.
I guess
I'm a pervert. Because
I don't want... And the thing is, I don't watch it. I could give crap one about MMA. I don't watch it. I don't care. But I still respect it as a sport.
It is a sport.
I don't get hockey. I don't watch it. I don't care about it. But I still respect it as a sport.
Exactly.
And this is just another... Hey,
ridiculous.
They didn't have MMA back when Sonny Liston was fighting.
Who?
Exactly. News is next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
104.7, Andy and Mel, 724 up to 29 today. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm sorry that I'm having a hard time believing you due to your track record of being a lying liar that constantly lies out of your lying liar hole.
If you have a messy, messy house, there's
like
a woman...
Quarter?
There's a woman named Vivian Palmer in Boulder, Colorado, who's come up with a fantastic technique to declutter where you live.
Okay.
And do it over the course of a year. So you don't have to do it all in one shot because it's a big job.
That would be.
And it's pretty simple. All you do is get rid of 10 things a day. Whether you throw them out, you sell them online, donate them, give them away, burn them in some ritualistic bonfire in your backyard, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Just get rid of them. Just get them out of the house. By the end of the year, you will have thrown away 3,650 pieces of junk.
Does like normal everyday garbage count too? Like
no.
That you're throwing away?
No. This is the stuff that doesn't...
Clutter.
The average person I don't think has problems throwing garbage in the garbage.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking.
Unless it has to go in the recycling. And you have to wash it first.
Yikes.
No, I just get annoyed with having to wash garbage. That's all. Anyway.
I can understand that.
It sounds like a good plan, though, doesn't it?
It's not a bad plan at all.
To get a bunch of junk out of your house?
Yeah.
Because we are on the verge of needing to buy a new house just because we have too much crap.
Yeah.
And I don't want to buy a new house. We don't need a bigger house. We need less crap.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I think it's
a fantastic
idea. I
like the selling idea. You know, if you're not using it, sell it. There's plenty of online ways that you can sell it and make some money off of it.
Absolutely.
Start a little vacation fund or something with the money.
I got a text message from 9022 that said, rabbit stew, haha.
Hey, crazy person. That doesn't even sound good to me, though.
No,
at all.
Really. No, they were talking about that the IKEA story.
Yeah, I know.
Where everybody's freaking out because there was horse meat in there. And
a cow runs $1,200 to $1,800, depending on what they are, apparently. Thanks to 4370 for sending that.
Okay. How much?
$1,200 to $1,800.
That doesn't make sense.
Why doesn't that make sense?
Well, because... Okay. Because I was looking. I forgot. I did some Googling. And
Googling's
I
fun.
Was a town kid. I was not a farm kid.
Right.
Growing up in Beersford. I know jack about farming.
Wait, and my grandparents have cows I know
how
and
to,
stuff.
I know how to spray beans and walk
Me too.
Beans. That's about all I know how to do.
Okay.
Outside of that. But I looked up on like the, what was this? The Faith livestock, whatever. And it said like the price range was $138.50 to $142.50.
Hmm.
You know, what the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that for each one? That's what they're paying for them?
That sounds cheap.
I know. I don't know what it means. And this is farm country, so I...
There's got to be somebody that can explain that to us.
If
that,
someone can, I'd be all about it, because I don't understand
it
at all.
Because we don't get it.
This was updated in 2011, so it's not real accurate.
I think it's, maybe your research should be a little up to date.
I didn't look at the date. I just assumed it was something price report, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it's October 19th of 2011, so, okay. Well, we'll
it's
get,
2013.
I'm going to get educated here on some
farming. Somebody
farming.
Needs to get us educated on
I
it.
I don't understand it.
Because
any of it.
I was so young when my grandparents would sell the cattle and stuff like that, so I never really understood any of that, nor would they have explained it to me. We had cows and pigs.
I got a text here.
Okay, good.
That price is per 100 pounds of animal.
Aha! I knew it was per poundage, not per 1 pound.
Yeah, because that would have been like $50,000.
Well, yeah. And that makes sense.
There is no cow worth $50,000.
Well, it might be.
So if it was...
Might make really
if
good
the
milk.
Price was $150 and it's a 300-pound animal, then it would be $450.
Right.
Okay, now the math makes sense to me.
Now we're understanding.
Yep.
We're catching what they're throwing.
Now
okay.
I get it.
Got
Unless
it.
That person's wrong and then...
No, I think that's right.
It's probably right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Someone will call them on the carpet if they are.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah. Coming up a little less than an hour from now, we're going to be talking to one of the casting directors from the MTV show Catfish.
This show, I have not watched it yet, but I've heard about it.
I had heard of it, and this is basically the Manti Te'o story.
It really is.
You know?
And it's, oh my goodness. Like, I am just blown away because, you know, I do internet dating. And so, like, I can't believe that this kind of stuff is happening.
I know.
And
I know.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know, but we'll be talking to them here coming up a little less than an hour from now. It's 729 Hot Water 4.7.
Wow, great.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot Water 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 741. We're going to top out at 29 today. It's 18 right now, and we got to get you a number. Almost forgot to crack the vault on Friday. Yeah. The $50 party tab to the vault Friday. First digit this week is 5. Know all three numbers on Friday and you will win a party tab worth $50 to the vault.
I hope you remember to do it on Friday.
I will.
I won't be here.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You won't be.
I won't be.
No. That's okay. Nate will text.
Thank goodness for Nate.
Yeah. Anyway, so last week, we got talking about this yesterday. Off the air. Last week we were talking about things that we absolutely hate paying for.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Mine was parking, and I don't remember what the other one was.
Mine's getting my hair done, even though I love getting it done. I just hate paying.
But there are things that, got to talking about, there are things I am totally fine paying for. You know, with, you know, healthcare costs are ridiculous.
Mm. Yep.
But, you know, paying $8 for an Advil is kind of stupid. But
agreed.
One thing I am totally fine with paying for, the large sums of money, is the doctor who has the skill to put a needle into my wife's back,
the anesthesiologist,
take away the pain of childbirth without severing any nerves or anything like that.
Pretty impressive.
I am okay with paying $400 or $500 for that kind of skill.
Yeah.
Even though it only took him about 5 minutes to do. I'm okay with paying for that.
Ugh. Just thinking about that still gives me the eebie-jeebies.
You know,
the even when I had to have it done, like I was like, ugh.
Whatever. I don't remember. It was, I want to say it was, the charge was somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, it was a couple thousand bucks for my back surgery, you know, and that was just to the doctor. And you know what? I'm fine with that. He goes in with a knife and a microscope and he removes a portion of my herniated disc, stops it from pressing on my spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
And allows me to go back to normal life. I'm okay with paying for that.
Right.
Other things I'm okay with paying for that are non-medical. Good coffee.
Good coffee.
And I'm talking about the grounds at home.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of paying $8 for a cup of coffee at a store.
Usually four.
Whatever.
Almost five. Well, and I'm not that way with coffee. Like, if I buy in the store.
You buy cheap crap.
I do buy the cheap. Well, it's Folgers.
It's, I mean, still, it's like the cheap crap.
Kind of cheap. Depends on the size that
it's
you buy.
It's not Arabica beans.
It's not. No, you're right. But it still tastes good because I, no matter what, I'm going to put the flavored creamer in it. So to me, it really doesn't matter, except for the crap that we have here, because it tastes like bleh.
Yeah. Well,
it's just bitter.
I didn't think it was that.
No, you, it's don't, bitter.
You don't drink coffee, though. You drink cream. You drink coffee flavored cream.
I do.
So you can't really. I mean, yeah, you spending money on coffee would be kind of silly,
mm-hmm.
because you don't really drink coffee.
I put the creamer in there.
You should just mix creamer and water.
No.
And save yourself the coffee
that
expense.
That wouldn't taste right then. No.
Okay.
No. I'm trying to think, like, the things that I'm okay with spending money on. Because some things I'll go really super cheap on, and then the other things I'll spend a lot of money on. Like makeup, for example. There are certain types of makeup that I'll spend a ton of money on, and then there's other parts of the makeup that I'll be like, it's $1.99.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, like, I'm all over the board with that kind of stuff.
Like, something
a good purse, I'll another pay money for.
Like, bullets for my guns. I won't buy the super expensive ones, because those aren't even, like, the point for target shooting. You don't even want those for target shooting. But, like, the really cheap ones, not buying those either. But there's so many things. Like, there's certain things that my wife will only buy when they're on sale. And to me, they're staples.
Yeah.
They're the things you buy every time you go to the grocery store, no matter what the price.
Right.
You know, milk is one of those.
It is.
Without question. You buy milk, or at least we do. You buy milk. We don't buy it when it's on sale. We just always buy milk.
Because you always need milk.
And, but what is something that you are totally fine with paying more for along these lines?
Gosh, I got to really think.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 754 up to 29 today. It is 16 right now. We are going to be talking to some casting people from, or someone that is casting on the MTV Catfish show at about 8:20 this morning.
I'm now addicted to the show.
Well, Natasha just stopped in the studio to grab the log, and she's like, oh yeah, I DVR it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's so interesting. I'm going to have to start DVRing
and
it.
I never saw the movie. Is it on Netflix? Do you know?
I don't know. It's a documentary.
Yeah. But anyway, so we'll be talking to them about 8:20 this morning. What are you willing to pay for? Like, actually spend money on? Like, there's some things I hate spending money on. There's other things I'm totally fine with spending money on.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Kayla is on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
I'm doing good.
So what are you willing to pay more for?
Toilet paper.
I had
a very important one for females. Guys are like, eh, you know well. No. The time.
I gotta call out a difference there. My wife would buy cheap toilet paper.
What is wrong with her?
Not the worst cheap toilet paper. Not that wax paper stuff.
Ugh, that's not awful. No, I agree with you there. Like, but I don't buy the super expensive stuff.
No, because that stuff just clogs your toilet.
Yeah, I buy like the in the middle of the road stuff, but I won't buy the generic where it's going to hurt.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, or like it, you have to take like five wraps around your hands.
Yeah.
I'm a closer northern ultra girl, so it's not expensive, but it does the job and it doesn't hurt.
You can always clip some coupons too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Kayla.
Yep, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Got a text here that says, I don't mind paying more for makeup and getting my hair done. Bra is also something I won't go short on with money. A good bra does wonders.
And they'll last way, way longer.
My wife has caved in and bought pretty expensive bras, but they're worth it.
They are. Totally, they really are.
Let's see here. This one was interesting to me. Good childcare. We drive an extra 20 miles a day to take our kids to a good daycare.
That makes sense.
I would do that. Another one here. The price of alcohol doesn't matter on a really bad day. Thank you, 5611.
Oh, funny.
Another one that says ketchup. Heinz only. All other brands are nasty.
You know, the generic ketchup's not so good.
No, but...
And I don't understand how they mess up ketchup either. Like, the generic stuff, I don't get. I don't get how they mess it up.
Ketchup's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So how does the generic ketchup taste worse?
I don't know. To me, ketchup's ketchup.
I hardly ever eat ketchup.
Yeah.
The girls do every once in a while, so I'll keep it around for them. And I don't buy the expensive stuff for them.
Ketchup's ketchup, as far as I'm concerned. Let's see here. Sarah is on the phone. How are you, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So what are you willing to spend a little extra on?
Cheese.
Cheese, yes.
Yeah. Like versus like the Walmart or the Hy-Vee brand of the like sliced
generic
cheese,
yeah.
I will buy Kraft because it doesn't taste the same. Like they're nasty.
Yeah, the
generic brands.
A lot of the generics, there's some generic stuff though I'm totally fine with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like cereal?
Cereal is exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Some of the generics are better than the name brands, I think.
I agree. There's a lot of generics. Yogurt's another one. I'll buy, like, the yogurt generic
Walmart
all the time.
Yogurt's good.
I'll buy that all the time. It's so much cheaper, and it tastes just as good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't really screw up yogurt, you wouldn't think, you know?
Well, you wouldn't think you'd be able to screw up cheese,
well,
yet they do.
That's true, but I don't know, you're right, though. It has
they don't have a cup of it in every slice.
It's an off taste, though. Like,
yeah.
It definitely tastes weird.
Well, thanks for the call, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. I got another text that said, good tennis shoes.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Any shoes in particular. There's certain things, like, the shoes I wear with my suit, I'm not going to spend money on.
Okay.
Because I wear my suit like once a year.
Yeah, it's not like you wear it very often.
I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on those. But like my wife just bought herself a really nice pair of shoes, like spent a pretty good chunk of change. At first I'm like, huh? But they're handmade. They're very good. All the right support and all that good stuff. So I'm probably going to end up caving in and buying good pair of shoes too. But
I buy like a new pair of black boots every year because I wear them out. But I only spend like $40.
Yeah. That's why your feet hurt all the time.
My feet don't hurt.
By the way, if you do a blog post about it, put a baseball glove on as the picture.
You're just not funny anymore. It's not funny anymore.
It's still funny to me.
It was funny the first time you said it, not 20 times later. Seriously, it's not.
More of your calls and texts are coming up. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.